I remember I used to send messages out to the entire company. And I used to talk about what we're doing, how we're doing it. And then just slowly but surely, people really started to notice me. And then, of course, I developed so many incredible relationships. I got mentored by some of the best people in our industry. And it was all because I was unafraid to put myself out there. People may look at me and they may laugh at me. They may talk bad about me. We're all going to get haters out there. But at the end of the day, you have to create attention. Of course, I mean, attention created dollars for me personally. So I think social media today also allows you to generate leads that never stop.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales, but the reality is it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is attention equals dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. You might be listening to us on iTunes, or you might be watching us on Facebook or YouTube Live, wherever you're coming from. Welcome to the show. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. We've got a great guest for you today, somebody that I'm excited to bring to you. He's a wealth expert, business coach, public speaker. He is Mr. Daniel Alonzo, aka on Instagram at Daniel Alonzo. And he's here to talk to us about how he has grown his dynasty today. Just before we came on, he said, "I'm the freedom and choices guy." And that's what I want for myself. That's what I want for you. And you're not going to achieve that if nobody knows who you are and they don't think of you as the expert. And my friend and guest today, Daniel, has just crushed it in that arena. He is the guy when it comes to creating freedom, creating wealth for yourself, and be able to have the choices that you want to have. And that's what he's doing today. He's coming. Where are you coming to us from today? You've got a beautiful background. Are we in California?
This is beautiful California, Rancho Cucamonga, California. And so there's my backyard. And so we're just hanging out. And but yeah, thank you for having me on today, Luke, man. This is such a pleasure. Heard so many great things about you. And man, you're killing it too out there, man. Proud of you.
No, I appreciate it. And it's definitely great to connect. And obviously, if you're not following Daniel on Instagram, again, it's Daniel Alonzo on Instagram. And you're putting a lot of great stuff out there. I followed your journey as well. And you've done what a lot of people want to do. And while I'm excited to have this conversation, is a lot of people won't talk about it. And one of my favorite things is money, right? It's the scorecard. You can't do the things you want to do in life if you're broke as a joke. So anytime I get to talk to somebody that is an expert in wealth creation, wealth management, and creating freedom and choices for themselves, I get excited about it. So we're going to have a two-pronged conversation. I want to find out, first off, how did you get to where you're at today? How did you become that guru today? And then we're going to talk about how are you getting attention on your brand in the current times with social media and digital. So are you ready to dive into it?
I'm ready to rock and roll, man.
I'm excited. So let's talk about it. How did you become Daniel Alonzo that we know today? What brought you to this point?
Well, I mean, look, I was playing baseball. I was a baseball player all my life, and I was going to college and just really just to play baseball. I never did well in school, never had a lot of success with teachers or the traditional education system. I was very rebellious. I was always trying to go against the grain of pretty much anything and everything I was involved in. But I hurt my knee real bad and my baseball career was over. So went back home. I mean, I felt like a loser. I was doing nothing. And a buddy of mine said, "Hey man, you ever considered a career change if the money was right?" And of course I said, yes, got into financial services, started building a business, and you know, that's pretty much how it all got started.
So, and now, is that technically the business you're still in today? Is it wealth management and financial services? Is that what you would consider it today?
That's what I do. Yep. Insurances, investments, planning, getting a plan together so that the average and ordinary person can become financially independent. My average client makes anywhere from $50,000 to say $250,000 a year. So I'm pretty much right there in the middle America with our clients.
I love that. So the show is called Attention Equals Dollars. Before we talk about getting attention, let's talk about the dollar side of things. We don't always venture 100% down the path of marketing. I want to talk about, obviously, what you do. So somebody that makes the $50,000 to $150,000 a year, that they're grinding, they're hustling. Let's say they can either be an entrepreneur or an employee at a business. What are some of the things that they can be doing that they should be doing as far as stacking and racking cash, as our friend Matt Monero would say, to make sure that they're creating that wealth and that financial freedom for themselves?
The challenge with most people, Luke, is the problem of setting up an actual plan. You know, it's kind of like when you start a new business, you got to have a plan. And so when I was starting in business, I decided to run my own personal finances like a business. That's the biggest challenge that people have. I mean, I set up a budget, stuck, you know, to that budget, set up, money management software for myself at 21 years old when I didn't know anything about anything. I studied, I learned, I understood how to invest my money. And you know, there was a point where I was investing 60% of my income at a very, very young age. Now, of course, my expenses were extremely low, but that's what really got us from at 21, I started in business. By 28, we had saved our first cash $1 million. So that was, you know, pretty much that happened because I had an actual plan. Where people go wrong, the average American out there, they screw it up because they spend everything they make, and most of them spend way more than they actually make. So I didn't make that mistake, and that's why we were able to succeed.
I love it. I love it. We're definitely going to have more detailed conversations about that. Obviously, people that tune into this show want to learn how can I grow my brand awareness and turn that into revenue. I'm extremely curious because I'm getting in to real estate investing. I'm saving 40% of my of what I pay myself. I'm stacking and racking 40% of it. And I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. So we might end up maybe doing a two-part series to this, because I definitely want to talk about what you've done to position yourself as the expert in an arena where there's so many folks. Some are great, some are okay, some I wouldn't trust at all, right? So you've got a lot of noise in your space. I definitely want to talk about mainly that. So let's do it. So what have you done over your career? Or actually, let's go here first. When did the light bulb go off to where you realized, I need to position myself, Daniel Alonzo, as the authority figure in this space rather than hiding behind some corporate logo or something like that? When did that light bulb go off?
It was almost immediate. I was actually going to college part-time when I started in business. And the first thing I did was I actually went to the college newspaper. And I had that. So I walked in the newspaper and I said, how would you like to write an article about me? And I remember that article, it said, it was called A Penny Saved is a Penny Earned. And it was all about really the rule of 72, compound interest, how to get your money to grow. So at 21 years old, I figured out that if I was gonna position myself as the expert, I had to have other people talking about me as the expert. And then I went and I wrote some articles in some newspapers and basically just called up newspapers and said, hey, can you help me out? Now, this was 20 years ago. We didn't have social media. There was no Instagram back then. And so so I that's how I started. That's when the light bulb went on. I knew, especially as a 21-year-old punk kid that was starting a financial services company, people had to respect me. So the first thing I'd do when I'd sit down with a client is I'd open up my little presentation book with my clear, you know, presentation pages in it. And I would talk about, hey, this is me. Look at this newspaper just wrote an article about me, blah, 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 blah. Instant credibility. It really helped me to get known.
So one of the things that I see a lot of folks, specifically in your industry, but I think this crosses over to, it doesn't matter if it's a lawyer or a real estate agent or somebody that owns a bakery. I see a lot of folks on a local level that are keeping that local level mindset, which if your customers are all in your immediate area, that's obviously who you're going to do business with. But when I say that local level mindset, I'm talking about the only thing they're doing to get their name out is they're going to all the after hours events. They're in their local business networking international. professional, maybe their chamber. But when it comes to picking this thing up or anything to get attention and exposure on yourself outside of the normal pass my business card, people are not doing it. Do you think that's a mistake, or do you think that somebody doesn't necessarily have to use Instagram and YouTube and Facebook, the tools that I know so well and you know so well? Where do you see that fitting into somebody's success or failure?
It's a huge mistake. I mean, social media is one of the greatest inventions that me or you have ever experienced. And it allows us to deal and to get across to so many people so quickly. And yeah. So the exciting part is that somebody like me, there are people in New York City. And by the way, it happened to me in a way, even before social media, that our company used to have a very large, it was called Voicetel. And it was an intercompany communication system. Our company has 100,000 representatives in it. And I remember I used to send messages out to the entire company, and I used to talk about what we're doing, how we're doing it. And then just slowly but surely, people really started to notice me. And then of course I developed so many incredible relationships. I got mentored by some of the best people in our industry. And it was all because I was unafraid to put myself out there. People may look at me and they may laugh at me. They may talk bad about me. We're all going to get haters out there. But at the end of the day, you have to create attention. Of course, I mean, attention created dollars for me personally. So I think social media today also allows you to generate leads that never stop. Because there's millions and millions of people. Just look at California, 39 million people. There's no way I can stand on the street corner and talk to everybody that I saw every single day for the rest of my life. I'll still never get to all those 39 million people. So.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think there are so many people that are extremely talented at their craft, but what's holding them back is a couple of things. And right now I'm writing a book on it. It's called Killing Modesty. And I think that's the first thing. A lot of people look at what I see you doing on social media, what I'm doing on social media. We talked about our friend Judge Graham. They see people like us and they think that, well, I'm not braggadocious. I'm a modest person. I don't like to talk about myself. And I'm curious to get your stance on that, because I tell people, look, if you're not willing to talk about yourself and toot your own horn, nobody's going to toot it for you, right? Nobody's going to talk about how you can help them if you're not willing to talk about how you can help them yourself. What would you say to somebody that's really great at what they do, but they say, look, I'm not someone that likes to talk about myself on social media?
I've been talking about this for years. I used to always tell our agents, we have 1,400 licensed agents. We have 42 locations that we oversee. And we're all through Southern California mainly, and in Nevada. But I always used to tell our agents, and I still do, is that you have to be your own Don King. I've said this for years. Don King is the greatest boxing promoter that ever lived, you know, with the big hair and the excitement and just always selling. You know, every next fight is going to be the greatest fight that ever took place in the history of fights. And I've always, you know, obviously we're not going to sound like Don King all the time, and we're not certainly not going to look like Don King. But the point is this, is that if you want to build a brand, if you want to build a successful business, you can't be afraid in promoting yourself. You have to love yourself before anybody else is going to love you. And so I figured that out a long, long time ago, and I was never afraid. Everything I did, whether it was from big events that we put on, to retreats that we put on, conventions that we sold out, you know, it was always about you have to be your own Don King.
Yeah, I love that. I've never heard that before, but it's so true. It is a game of promotion, and you saying Don King makes me think of of Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor. So many people hate those guys, but what they don't understand is what they're doing is a craft. And I'm not talking about the fight game. I'm talking about the pre-fight game. The whole Mayweather-McGregor buildup, watching that, if people actually think that's how those guys are on a day-to-day basis, they're crazy. It is an attention-getting skill. If you've seen an interview of Floyd Mayweather, kind of to where he feels like it's almost off the record, it's not during fight season, it's a different individual than when he's promoting a fight. And that's his style, and he does that to get attention. Now, I'm not saying that to make you or anybody think that you have to go out and be this cocky, arrogant guy, but he understands that that's what gets attention in his game. We have tools at our fingertips that will allow us to literally put ourselves and our skill sets in front of thousands of people with the click of a button. And I think there's really a couple of ways to go about it. And I want to get your take on it, because what I see you putting out, obviously you've done extremely well for yourself. You're sitting in a beautiful location right now. I'm sure you have beautiful cars. You've got a beautiful family, but I don't see Daniel Alonso on Instagram saying, look at this, look at my shiny watch. And some people do. You'll have Tai Lopez, you'll have the Grant Cardones of the world, and that works for them. And I think a lot of people see that and say, I'm not willing to do that, but that's not what I see you doing, right? You're educating, you're empowering, you're inspiring. I'd like for you to talk a little bit about what are you doing online to get attention, because you're not flaunting. Right? From what I've seen, you're not flaunting. What is it that you're doing that you feel works for you?
Well, I think what it is that I'm not so concerned with. Now, again, I do show my house. Some of the best posts, you know, engagement that we get are when I show my house and I show my cars and things like that. So we do that. I mean, there is a piece of what we do that we do show where, you know, how we're living today. But I think for me is I'm a coach. I've always been a coach. I'm a leader. I've always been a leader. And I think that anybody can show their nice house or their leased car or their whatever, you know, their rented house or what. Anybody could show that stuff. But I want to show people that a 21-year-old punk kid with no college education decided to change, decided to become a leader, decided to learn and get educated when it came to money and finance and business. And I want to show people that if somebody like that can do it, then anybody can do it. Is it overnight? Of course not. Is it get rich quick? Absolutely not. That's all bullshit, and everybody knows that. But it's real and it's doable. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to teach people that the leaders make all the money. The leader make all the money. So when you decide to be the leader, when you decide to step out of your comfort zone and become the real leader, when you get educated and you can have a conversation about money and taxes and how to grow wealth, when you get to that point, people will pay you big money to have a piece of your time.
Yeah, I completely agree. What are your thoughts on so many people when they do finally step into promoting themselves online? It is all very call to action driven. Buy from me, buy from me. Here's what I offer. Hire me. Don't hire this person. They're advertising on platforms like Instagram and Facebook like they would have on TV and radio, and it doesn't transition the same way. So what is your approach to positioning yourself as that leader on social media that our audience can take away today?
I just want to bring tons of value. I mean, I've been bringing value for years and years and years. I mean, honestly, I did not want to go on Facebook. When Facebook first came out, I did not. My wife forced me to sign up on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
When texting came out, I thought it was dumb. You know, because you all these things. And so I was willing to be flexible through the years. I was willing to transition into learning new things, to be able to do new things, try new things. But I just think that through the years, I wanted to give massive value. I wanted to teach people lessons and teach people things that they probably were unaware of. I mean, look, there's a lot of talented salespeople out there. There's a lot of people that know how to sell. This is the problem, is they sell and they sell and they sell, but every day they wake up broke. So I wanted to teach people about passive income. I wanted to teach people about, man, build a dang business. Stop being just a sales guy where you're broke every day trying to make another sale. Instead, how about we do this? How about we give tons of value? When people trust you and they believe in that value and they feel great about the value that they're giving, they want to pay you. They want to come to work with you. They want to join you in business. And that's where people mess up. I mean, you'll never see me on my Instagram saying, buy life insurance from me today. That'll never happen. Because I don't believe in that. Now, I will have little posts on educating people on the right type of life insurance, or maybe have you thought about this, or I'm a big proponent. I'm very, very against, everybody going to college. So I'm a big proponent in trying to make sure people make wiser choices about how they spend their time and how they get educated. So I'm just throwing out tons of value, and man, it's worked amazing for me through the years.
Yeah. And listen, for those watching or listening, everything Daniel is saying is, I mean, it's spot on with what we've done, what we tell our clients to do. So many clients will come in and expect us to show them ads that are going to be buy now. And you have to explain why you have to build the rapport, provide the value, and follow the process. And that process is not always sell. It really works more along the lines of influence. And then yes, there's a time and a place to drive a call to action, but you can't drive a call to action on social media and expect it to be successful if you've never brought value to any of the followers on there. It's called social media for a reason. It's not, you know, the local, the coupon book that you get when you go to any beach to where it's just ad after ad after ad. That's not what social media is. And so many treat it that way. Daniel, I'm curious, as we wrap this up today, what's your favorite social media platform? And within that, what's your favorite type of content, or what type of content do you create that you feel you're the strongest at?
Well, I love Instagram. Instagram's my favorite platform today.
Same here.
I'm really working hard to get my YouTube channel moving in the right direction. That's been kind of slow just simply because I haven't posted enough content on there. I like the minute. Like I like 1 minute being able to have a little conversation and drive in a specific point or idea that gets somebody to go, that makes sense. I never thought about that. And so I like that. Of course, it's nice to have the story and the IGTV now. It gives me a little bit more flexibility on that if I want to go a little bit deeper, a little bit longer on the IGTV. But I love Instagram. I think it's an incredible platform.
I love it. If you had to start from scratch again today, right, where you currently are, same age, same location, but you had to start over again today, what would be your go-to move to get mass exposure on the Daniel Alonzo brand?
Well, I would do similar to what I've done already. I just would have done a lot more quicker. So over the last probably 6 months, my content has gone through the roof. So the amount of content that I put out there, the amount of value creation has been huge. And I've gotten a huge return from that as well, from relationships to opportunities. People are following me like crazy. I mean, there's a lot of people. I'm getting a lot of calls, Luke, from people that just want to go into business with me because I'm always hiring and training. My organization recruits 300 people a month still. So I don't really recruit a whole lot of people personally anymore, but my organization. And so people are calling me all the time saying, man, I want to be in business with you. I want to get mentored by you personally. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing that. I'm mentoring people like crazy on a personal basis.
I love it. Daniel, I'm grateful for you coming on. I'm looking forward to building a relationship with you. I admire what you've done. I've enjoyed checking your content out. And I really wanted to get you on the show because what you've done is something special. And you've gone about it in a way that I think is something that a lot of people can resonate. You've got this confidence, yet this humble aura about you that I think people are going to resonate with a lot more than some other big social media influencers out there that people can't picture themselves being like. When I see your content, I see somebody that looks like a good guy, family oriented, and that's extremely successful. And those are the three things that so many people want. So I'm super appreciative that you came on today. And I know the audience took a lot of value from it for sure.
Well, thanks for having me on, Luke, man. We appreciate you and excited about, the future and maybe how me and you can help each other.
Yeah, for sure. And before we go, where can people find you? Obviously, Instagram is @DanielAlonzo, but where else can we find you?
I mean, YouTube, Daniel Alonzo, of course, Twitter, @DanielAlonzo. So, I mean, I'm out there, man. I'm all out there. I mean, look, and I'm in Southern California. So I'm only 30 minutes from Los Angeles, about an hour from San Diego. So, we're always looking for great people that are looking to change their life. So if you're in that area, Luke, there's people in that area that want to reach me personally. Matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a live with Tim Story live in Pasadena on August 12th. It's just going to be me and Tim Story live. And it's going to be an incredible event. There's only 200 spots available. It might already be sold out. But if you go to timstory.com/live, you can purchase tickets or try to get tickets at this point. So it's going to be an incredible event of hope and opportunity and inspiration. So hope to see some of it there.
We'll link that up for sure. And be sure to check that out. That event's going to be amazing, I'm sure. And next time I'm in California, we'll set something up so that we can get together. We do a lot of work in the motocross industry, and that is a hotbed for motocross in California. We're in Anaheim a couple times a year for the big supercross race. So, it's been a pleasure. And listen, definitely follow Daniel. He's putting amazing content out. Rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. Do you do a podcast, Daniel?
I'm working on a podcast. I've done a couple, but I haven't really thrown it out there yet.
Yeah.
I'm starting.
Be on the lookout for it then.
I'm doing Facebook Live and Instagram Live every Tuesday at noon Pacific Standard Time and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So it's a little bit different. So what I do is I do live coaching with Daniel Alonzo. So I take on new guests every single week and I coach them. So they throw me their life situation in about 20, 25 minutes, we're able to kind of drive down and hit them with ideas and thoughts that, I've been told some of these people, their lives, it has been life changing for some of the people that we've had on. It's been incredible. So I've been doing that for a few months in lieu of a podcast, but the podcast is coming. That. I also have an online course that's coming out real soon. And of course, Wealth on the Beach Club with Daniel Alonzo is going to be a private Facebook group that that we're putting together that's going to be powerful with some great leaders.
Yeah, well, once those come live, let me know. We'll definitely push them out and relaunch this episode because the topic that you're an expert on, a lot of people need help with. So we'll definitely put it out there. Daniel, thanks again for coming on. Thank you everybody for listening to the show. This is the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. The whole goal of this show is to teach you how experts like Daniel have gotten attention and how they've built their brand, because without attention, you're not going to generate revenue. This show is your roadmap for that. We appreciate you all listening. We'll see you next week.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales. But the reality is, it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is Attention Equals Dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars.